Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's Chad and Ballsy Daily with material from Chad and Ballsy's live show on 104.9 The Wolf.
Forty days that Ballsy has not been able to voice his opinion on politics because we legally could not. We had to stay away from it a little bit. So Ballsy, before you explode, I am going to give the floor to you for 2 entire minutes. Yeah. This is something I've never done. I'm going to shut my mic off, shut it off, and let you have at it for 2 minutes.
Well, I'm not going to freak out. You can leave your mic on. I expected this to happen. I told you yesterday, I said this will be a minority liberal government. The best we can hope for now in Western Canada without separation, which I think we should seriously look at doing now, is separating. I went to the polls yesterday, and I almost didn't vote. I dropped lunch off for my kids at Riffle High School, and I thought, you know what? Nah, I'm not going to vote. I know we talked about it on the air, and we should vote, and our vote counts. Our vote doesn't count. When it comes down to Eastern Canada, until the process has changed, we don't matter. They were already calling it a liberal minority government before they even counted our votes out west. BC, they haven't even looked at the BC polls, and it's already a liberal minority government because he bought power in Ontario and Quebec. It's a joke. And if Quebec gets so much power and the Bloc gets so much power, then we need to separate. We got grain. We got water. We got oil. We got potash. We got hardworking people. We don't need the rest of Canada either. I'm tired of this clown. Like, this guy is corrupt. He proved he was corrupt. And then with all the brown and the black face and everything he did, and we don't care, or they don't care down there. So what are we going to do? I'm tired of it. And the other thing that comes from this is the Conservatives need a new leader. If they had a better leader, they would have won the whole thing, and it wouldn't even have been close. Honestly, the best we can hope for is that it is such a cluster, you know what, that we have an election in 2 more years and waste millions more in taxpayers' money. That's the best we can hope for. The best we can hope for is that they soil the sheets and nobody gets along. And think how ridiculous this is. I said I wouldn't go off. Think how ridiculous this is. A party whose sole purpose is to break up the country is one of the most powerful parties now. That's as Canadian as it gets. Pathetic.
And 2 minutes.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
We could talk about several things from last night's election coverage. We could talk about the results. We could talk about some of the horrible hair that people had. We could talk about how some of the correspondents were like, I'm like, what is this, your first rookie?
Oh, I know.
Like, some of them, you're just like, really? You decide to broadcast in front of a TV blaring your own image and sound?
Yeah.
Like, what are you doing? Is this your first rodeo? Anyway.
The one dude at Goodale's place, I forget his name on the which station I was listening, he was awful.
Okay. Like,
he didn't know what he was doing.
But like, I know this. You know who wasn't awful? Lloyd Robertson. Can I just say,
yeah.
Lloyd Robertson, when he talks, I listen. Yeah. It doesn't matter what he says. He could be giving me the recipe for his grandma's snickerdoodles, and I would listen intently. That guy has the voice of God.
He's unreal. You're absolutely right. He is the Vin Scully of Canadian broadcasting. He just, like the old Dodgers announcer,
yeah.
He doesn't stumble. He doesn't mumble. His words are efficient. Mm-hmm. And like you said, he's got the voice of God.
Man, he's
85.
You believe anything he says,
yeah.
Too.
Yeah.
Maybe it's just because I was raised with him and he was such a big part of my childhood mm-hmm. with his evening news and things yeah. like that, but... Man, and then who's the other old codger there? Oliver, what's his name?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. All I know is they have to like tap the floor, say, over here, look here. Because he's blind, he can't see anything.
Yeah, what is
like,
his
he
name?
He literally cannot see anything.
Oh, you're driving
and
me nuts.
And he's up there.
Yeah, you're right. He's been there forever.
Yeah. But sometimes it's those old guys you go to and you're just like, please, Tell me what's going on.
I always get him and Wayne Manteca messed up. Wayne's the local guy with the mustache.
Yeah.
I always get him and that Oliver guy.
You know what I like about them?
Yeah.
Here's what I like about Lloyd Robertson and that guy.
Yeah.
Out of all the panel last night, everybody was swayed a certain way, but those guys just seem so down the middle.
Craig Oliver.
Sorry, yeah. I should have known that. Craig Oliver and Lloyd Robertson just seem so down the middle, don't they? Like, they just... They just give it to you how it is, and that's it. There's no opinion to it.
That's right. They're reporters.
And there's something
they're not
about newscasting just being opinionated or not having an opinion nowadays that seems so weird.
Yeah, no, they're like vanilla, that's what it should be for that. You're right. Like, you take, hey, that's how you get ratings, because both people, you know, whether you're a red or a blue or an orange,
yeah, well,
you're
you need conflict.
Yeah.
Because conflict evokes emotion,
yeah.
Right? We know that because we've done that ourselves sometimes.
Yeah.
So conflict evokes emotion, but it was so nice to have two guys up there that weren't about conflict on a night that was all about conflict.
Well, and they were the two best guys to have on there because this country's never been more divided.
Yeah.
So you needed two, like, straight down the line guys.
And I do also need to say, Lisa LaFlamme, she talked all night. Like, could you imagine doing coverage like that, televised, barely having any breaks? Like, she must have been wearing a diaper. She couldn't even get up. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
Pretty nice to triple your salary. Cody Fajardo just did that yesterday.
Man.
Went from $150,000 to $450,000 a year. Rightfully so, though. I mean, the guy, at the start of the year, when he went into the game, three plays in, I'm like, holy cow, he looks scared. And he'd been in the league going this is his fifth year in the league. But he's only ever been a third down guy, right? Come in and gamble on third down.
Yeah.
But man, is he ever, like, think about this, Chad. We could be in first place at the end of the year and host the home first place playoff game.
With a backup quarterback.
With a career backup quarterback.
Yeah.
So it's kind of dicey. Like, you know, I think good on the Riders, because the longer this goes, they could be going to pay from $450 with incentives all the way to $550, $600. So to lock him up, I know you're kind of locking up still somewhat, you don't know, like he's... You've seen a big enough sample size where you're like, yeah, he's got potential.
Yeah.
But he's not been doing this for 2 or 3 years, okay? Could be kind of a flash in the pan. But at the same time, you're like, okay, we got to lock this guy up, save ourselves some cash. And then if you're Cody, you could roll the dice on yourself and go all the way. Like, if you take him to the Grey Cup, you could go from 450 to 600 easy, right?
Oh, but the thing is, too, I can't blame the Riders for paying him that because...
No.
Great quarterbacks, we've seen it this year, are just such a commodity in the CFL.
Well, you're absolutely...
They're so tough to find.
All the starters went out at some point. Every team lost a starter.
Right.
We did. We were the first team to lose the starter. And so that's why Cody signs too, because Cody knows it. Like, Cody runs around. He takes hits. Who knows? He blows a knee and it goes from a 450 to, well, yeah, no, you know, you're coming off a knee injury. So, yeah, I don't know. I'm okay with the deal. It's
well,
good.
And here's the tricky part, because a good starting quarterback in the CFL, chances are, could be a practice roster guy or something in the NFL and make twice as much as they make in the CFL.
Yeah.
So, you know what I mean? To get a good quarterback in the CFL is tough.
Well, and he said he signed for a couple reasons. Number one, he wants to put roots down somewhere because he's
good.
Always been a career journeyman. And he said the thing that really got him once was he was told the story of how a kid was on the front grass wearing his jersey, pretending he's Cody Fajardo.
Yeah.
Like, the dad was telling him, hey, my son here.
Right.
And the wife started, Laura started to cry. And so he's like, yeah, I got to stay here.
Oh, man.
I got to stay here, man. Like, I got to stay here. So there you go. Cody's here.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
No name on this one, but it says, you know, there's some good points here. It says, well, my candidate didn't win, and the party I was hoping would govern didn't get in, but I'm not butthurt. I hate that term, but okay. That's just how democracy works, and sometimes you don't get your way. I'm not going to be a grumpy baby and cry for separation because I didn't get my way. I'm going to be a proud Canadian, go to work, enjoy my freedoms. Time for parties to reflect, look back on things, how things went, and come back strong the next time. I agree with you on one thing there. Time for parties to reflect. It is time for all of the political parties to look back. And we said it earlier, the way they had their speeches last night, when you have Jagmeet Singh out there talking, then Scheer cuts Jagmeet Singh off, and then Trudeau cuts Scheer off. Like, that is typical as to how this election has gone. There's just no respect for... How can these leaders expect us as Canadians to respect each other when they don't show it?
Let me ask you a question, an honest question. How does Atlantic Canada, with 2.3 million people, have 32 seats, and Alberta, with 4.3 million people, only have 34 seats?
I don't know.
How does that work?
I have no idea.
Things need to be changed. And once again, yeah, I'm butthurt. I'm mad because a separatist party.
No, the term butthurt, I hate.
Because a separatist party.
Trolls throw up. Because
a separatist party is now in. It has a lot of power in our house, in our Canada. So if we're Canadian, why are we letting this happen? Why does this happen? Because we got to protect. Because it's Quebec. Well, you know what? So we're Western Canada. We need to stand. Yeah, I don't disagree with you. We need to fight for Canada, I guess, and fight for us in a Canadian setting. But you know what? We're Canada.
But here's, we matter out here. Here's what I don't like.
We don't matter?
I don't like this. The fact that, yes, it's a blue wave, and clearly you could see that Saskatchewan and Alberta are conservative territory. But a lot of people within the conservative range ignore the fact that not everybody in Alberta and Saskatchewan are conservatives. And you need to understand that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Everybody will go on and talk about how they're representing an entire region. It's like, well, no, you're not. You're representing the overall votes, but there are still a lot of people who voted for other parties. So you got to keep them in mind.
How do you think
it
would go over, though? How do you think it would go over in Eastern Canada if Justin Trudeau said, you know what? We have really bad. We need climate change, but we're gonna tax and drain your automotive industry.
I understand, but
the plane industry in Quebec.
What do hypotheticals mean? Hypotheticals mean nothing. They're not the reality. So we could sit here and we can look at hypotheticals all day, but they don't matter because that's not what we're living in. They're just made to
so
make.
So how would you make? So how would you make it better?
I don't have to worry about it because it's not real.
So how would you make it, how would you make it better then? How are you going to make Canada better if when the election gets to Saskatchewan and Alberta, we're done.
We need to find a leader that has an understanding of everybody in the entire country. And until that happens, you're right. I feel a little neglected too.
A little?
Yeah, a lot. Sure. But the thing is, to sit here and make hypotheticals all day, all it does is make people angry. Well, and there's no point. Why would we sit here and want our blood pressure to rise over some... We could... Like, it's not the never-ending story here, guys. This is the real world, and that's not really happening.
All I could say is this. This is the best... This is the most poetic thing of all. Ralph Goodale joins a long list of Western Canadians that lost their job because of Trudeau.
I know. I've heard it.
Thanks for tuning in to Chad and Ballsy Daily. New episodes every weekday on your favorite podcast app and full audio available at thewolfrocks.com. Don't miss Wolf Mornings with Chad and Ballsy. Weekdays 6 to 10 on Regina's Rock Station. 104.9 The Wolf.